The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio. This is Remark, and no, this isn't God, and it isn't Dobbin. You're in the company of the one, the only, Gabrielle McKenzie Aeneas, but you know how we go. You can call me Gabby. Welcome to Remark. Listen, every time I hear that song, we just keep waiting and waiting and waiting on the world to change. Y'all know how I go. I have to shout out all the listeners before I start. God is out somewhere chasing bees, getting them hives down. So let's start with him. Hello to God. Always grateful for the opportunity to be in your company. Thanks to him. Hello to all of my regular listeners, EB, Sean. Hello to everyone. I got to shout out my granddad. He say, I just come on this radio cutting up like I don't know how to mash these people down. And I say, Jesus, granddaddy, come on, man. Calm down, calm down. You got to wait. You got to ease it on them. I can't let them know who my family is yet. I can't let these people know. He say, gal, you better get it together. Get it together. I said, granddaddy, everybody ain't got to know how y'all is carrying on. My granddaddy happens to be the brother of Rodney Monka. So you know that little crazy spirit living them sometimes. And I just tell them, I can't let the people see that in me right now. I gotta ease it on them, you know, ease it on slow. So hello, granddaddy in Pinewood. Granddaddy say the weather need to hurry up and chill. And speaking of the weather, we have a special guest in studio today, granddaddy, who could tell us when the weather could calm down. Because right now, a hurricane is in the tropics. It's in the Caribbean waters. So we have a special guest today from the Met office that's going to tell us all about this, what to expect, how it's going to impact the Bahamas. And all the details on what we need to prepare to make sure that we are prepared. And he'll be joining me shortly in the show. But you know, I have to give y'all fix. Sometimes y'all is act like addicts. It's some things that is get us hot and bothered, and one of them ain't hurricanes. So you know, politics, and it was a busy Saturday here in the Bahamas, but I want to quickly give out the numbers to be a part of the show today. So the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands. And you definitely want to take down this number because a lot of what's happening may be affecting you, especially those of you in the Southern Islands. So you may definitely want to be a part of this conversation today. So the numbers for you all to call is 242-300-5720. But Lord, I hear Crooked Island ain't had power and water for a week. Say it ain't so. An entire week. We in 2025, we going 7 days and 7 nights without electricity. And not even just electricity, a basic necessity of running water to flush toilets, wash hands. My God, say it in. So what is going on down there in Crooked Island? I do hope that everything has been restored there on the island. But if you want to text in, the numbers for the text line today is 422-4796, powered by none other than BTC. Listen, I have a couple more shout-outs because y'all, the people that's be getting on me. How come you show me? How come you show me? So I have to shout-out my best friend. Hi, Jess, if you're listening. I have to shout-out CJ. Shout-out my husband, Lord. Shout-out everyone, all of the regular listeners, friends, family, loved ones. A special shout-out to you all. I love you. Appreciate the support always. We're going to get right into it, though. And I know my PLP listening base is always amped and ready to go, locked and loaded, because they were busy on yesterday. They had a rally in the alley. What was it? A rally at the base. Let's firstly get protocol in order. The Honorable Vaughn Miller, the late Vaughn Miller, was laid to rest on Friday in a state funeral. And the PLP wasted no time, because Friday they was at the funeral and Saturday they were in full campaign mode. Stage and all set up, as persons from all around joined forces to get on the ground in Golden Isles with their newly ratified candidate, Senator Darren Pickstock. And boy, was it a show. But my question is it just all for show? Because Golden Isles needed roads for a very long time. But all of a sudden, get a member of Parliament, Bahamas. They got a candidate. And I saw a video say, action, we paving roads. Now, that breakup road I had to be riding on to go by my sister, who happens to be a resident of Golden Isles, every other day is now paved. Praise be to the Most High God. But listen, we have a call on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're live on Remark with Gabby.
Good day, Gabby.
Good day. How you doing?
Fine. First time caller.
Welcome. Welcome to Remark.
Yes. I called to tell you.
Turn down your radio just a little bit faster. We're getting an echo.
Let the people in Golden Isles know, do not be swing by the PLP. Because they're good at talking. How come they only know to do these things a couple months before election?
Boy,
the minister, God rest the dead, the gentleman who died, if he didn't do it, well, how come all of a sudden they just remember to do it? Tell them, don't be fooled by the PLP. If they would tell them, look in Freeport, go at Weston, until they were swing by the PLP, look at the Lucaya deal, till they were swing by the PLP, don't get swing, as KB says, the PLP coming here to swing them. As soon as they get in power, they ain't checking for them people. Thank you.
Thank you so much, caller. Listen, the caller say, notice the election thing, drew up the money on the ground, make it rain down wherever it is you trying to win, so that the people are happy. But guess what? I am elated for the residents of Golden Isles, because them roads is break up. Now I waiting for them to pave, starting from Gladstone Road, go west to Coal Harbor Roundabout, while Golden Isles is getting their teams, because listen, this benefiting all of us. Can y'all kindly get some of that asphalt and take it from Gladstone Road and head west to Coal Harbor Roundabout, because I tired of feeling like I riding on horse and carriage going down there. Thank you very much. But listen, they had a big show, but not only did they have a show, the FNM and their candidate, Mr. Brian Brown, was also on the ground a little bit later in Golden Isles. But I'm being told by residents, I'm also being told by PLP, is that this time around, they go in with Brian Brown. I'm being told that Brian Brown has been on the ground for a very long time. He has never left them. He took his licks, kept on ticking, kept on going, and he is setting himself up for the win this time around. But so I don't know. I don't know if all the show and dance and all the fluff, I don't know. Like the caller say, I don't know if the people could get swing this time. This may be like 2017 where they take your things and they still say, to hell with you. We ain't got time for that. I really want to know, though. Do they think that bohemians, do all of the bohemians are just so teensy that anytime this time comes around, you could just dazzle anything in front of us, and we could forget all of your sins, we could forget everything, we could turn the other cheek, like the Bible say, turn the other cheek. When you just run out of cheeks to turn, that's my question. When do you run out of cheeks to turn and say, listen, we need to elect representation that is going to always and consistently work for us? Well, we are going to find out, because D-Day is actually officially scheduled for next Friday. Friday coming. Friday the 31st is nomination day. So we will know who all the horses. You have to lay your cards on the table then. And then Golden Isle's election, by election, is slated for November 24th. But Carla, go ahead. You're live on Remark.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. But yeah, the Golden Isle, they won't get swing again at all. But see, you got to realize the firemen will say he needs to finish up on his own. But then they start and they didn't get it.
Well, they got road now. I can tell you with the road name, Spike and Ad Road paved now. Fresh asphalt down there now.
Nothing wrong with that. There come we have to hold you up again. You can't get swing on the road.
Lord of mercy.
We get swing with road, all our license with happiness.
Mm-hmm.
We riding on them now with all them holes in it.
And paying the license car. And paying the license and license car. What we doing with that money?
What we need. We need the light bill to drop back down. We need our the fuel charges to go back down.
Mm-hmm.
We need the food store for us to go in the food store with our dollar to be for dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I be in the food store and spend $70-something.
And you come up with one handful of these.
One, I come up there with a little one box with that boy in it. I said, well, mother, first. So you imagine $300
mm-hmm.
that you usually spend. Sometimes in the food store and the cupboard still empty. So that's what the Bahamian people need to worry about. That's how you need to vote with these people in mind. You cannot vote for no one person and the party ain't, and we still suffer. The one person cannot save us. Because
mm-hmm.
Golden Isle and whatever area you're in, you still got to go to Super Walu right down the road in Golden Isle or in Pinewood area or Freetown or whatever. You still got to go and deal with these bills where they putting on us.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot be warm and voting for this and that. No, man. These them days, I used to vote that one time ago. With partying and my gas. I just been in the gas station. I had to turn around and go to the next one. Now again, the next one again.
It's like a cent difference, I think, between them.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. Every cent count. That's mm-hmm. the way how they get us now.
Wow.
We count every pennies now. And we don't have no more pennies.
We don't even have the penny anymore.
No.
You got to round up.
So the payment people got to be smart, man. Can't be worried about no party culinary and all that. Right now, you got to worry about how long your dollars, them, your money, them get spent.
Mm-mm. You're so right, Carla. You are right.
That's the payment people, them don't understand that. And then they won't complain. They won't complain after they put these people in 5 years, four, and then they won't complain when they can reach 4 years. You can't complain with no 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing happened when you see that 4 year go. That's it.
So it's what they do in the first term. Thank you so much, Carla, for your call. Listen, I mean, it's the same cycle. Promises. The Bible tell you a promise is a comfort to a fool. So what are you holding on when a man has his word? A man's word now, it ain't even worth much no more. You can't even hold on to, you're telling me I can't even hold on to what the man say he could do, what he say he could do? My goodness, welcome to Remark. But I say I got to answer the phone for the caller, so hold me to that. Caller, you're live on Remark.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Thanks for life. Well, you know, I've been around kind of like, they say, from the PLP time.
Mm.
Or from independent time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I feel like Mr. Finland didn't make a wrong move when he made his move by making this country, you know. And then right now, what I see, these prime ministers, them, selling up this archipelago and ain't doing nothing for the Bahamian people, like giving them no incentive, no nothing. They're just selling the place up there, like that's our country they're selling, our things, and ain't doing nothing for us. So how could we be so ignorant, so simple? I don't know if we retarded. I don't know what the Bahamian folks do, but I feel like back in the days when it was like, in the days when Moses came down with the mountain, the people then did want something to glorify themselves in. And the only thing they could have glorified themselves in was vanity, something they could see and touch.
So that's why it's so easy when you just drop a little bit of asphalt on the road now and everybody going crazy.
Yeah, they see the glamorous, see everything that glitter, they think is gold.
Mm.
So everything that look paint up, they think is brand new. So, you know, that's like politics business big in the country, politics business big in the world, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And then, like you said, you got some communists, they rule with iron fist, and then some rule with, you know, but like, this government in particular, you know, saying there is a Caribbean or Caribbean country. They is not with the other rest of the Caribbean. I don't know whether they on the British side or they on the American side or they on the Chinese side or they on the Russian side, but you brought in and on the African side. But they think they could, if they take Braille Davis and them think they could use up African commodity for their goods and to say the African people, they in for a big surprise.
Well, thank you so much for your call, caller. Thank you so much. Listen, it's a lot going on, Golden Isle. It's a lot you have to think about because it took several days before many persons could even traverse through Golden Isles after Imelda didn't even pass through us and dropped inches and inches and inches of rainfall. Persons' cars was stalled. Persons' homes was flooded out. Many of them in Golden Isles. But listen, we are going to go to our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that rain and all that water and what it means. Because listen, hurricane is coming. You better button down. And listen, these things are only projections. Once turn, like what happened with Doreen, and we could be facing major, major impact. So Bahamas, we got to stay ready and be ready. This is Remark with Gabby. We'll be right back after this break.
Hurricane a coming, you better batten down. Hurricane a coming, it's so big and strong. Hurricane a coming, you better not delay. You better find shelter, cause it's headed your way. Said I'll huff and I'll puff, I'll blow your house down.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show, GuardianTalkRadio.com, and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
With Christ Church Cathedral, Nassau starts here. This November 1st, George Street is coming alive at the cathedral that made Nassau a city. The Christ Church Cathedral Street Festival is back, filled with mouth-watering food, one-of-a-kind art and crafts, and a $10,000 raffle prize. Feel the rhythm of Nassau with live performances, bohemian music, and fun for the whole family. Nassau starts here. Don't miss it. November 1st.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hurricane a coming, you better batten down. Hurricane a coming, it's so big and strong. Hurricane a coming, you better not delay. You better find shelter, cause it's headed your way. Said I'll huff and I'll puff. Your house down.
96.9 FM Guardian Radio. This is Remark with your illustrious host. Well, me, I don't wait for nobody to rub no lotion on me. I just lotion myself down. I just rub it down all over on me. I don't have no type of self-confidence issue. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. I always knew I was pretty enough. I always knew I was good enough, okay? Listen, my guest in here, he just killing himself laughing at me. He's like, this woman head in no good. But hurricane is coming, and we're shifting gears. Gotta get serious, because this is a serious, serious thing. So joining me in studio today is my guest from the Met office. I will definitely allow him to tell you what his role and responsibility is. But you know, here on Remark, we're going to make sure that you are educated and informed and kept up to date with what's happening. So before I introduce our guest today, I want to give you the phone lines to call, especially if you have any pertinent questions in relation to what this guest is about to tell us. Because listen, hurricane is coming, hurricane is traveling. These things develop quickly overnight. It is expected to impact the Bahamas at some point this week. So we want to make sure that if it turns to the north, if it turns, that all of our islands are prepared and ready, because we've seen what happened with Dorian. Everybody was like, it's not going to come here. It's not going to this. It's not going to that. And it sat and it strengthened in our waters, and it came and it did devastating damage, including taking lives on Grand Bahama and Abaco. So we have to take these things seriously each and every time, because we never know when it will be our time, even here in the capital. So the numbers to call today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from our family of islands who's expected to definitely face major impact from Melissa is 242-300-5720. And our text line is 422-4796. So joining me today in studio is our guest from the Met office, none other than Mr. Wayne Neely. Mr. Neely, say hello to the people.
Good afternoon, everybody, and good afternoon to you, Gabby. It's good to be here.
Good afternoon. So let them know firstly who you are, what you do, what your role is at the Met office, so they know that this is trusted news and information.
Well, I'm a meteorologist. I'm a forecaster at the Department of Meteorology. I've been there for 35 years. Hopefully, I'm in my twilight of my career now, so I'm looking forward to retiring soon.
Did you pass this information on? Have you trained a successor? Because you can't go home and injure, you know what?
Yeah, there's a lot of people behind me. There's okay. A lot capable, very well capable of doing what I did.
Awesome stuff. So we have an active season. We've just seen in Milda drop a lot of rainfall. We didn't get a hurricane impact hit, no. But just from the tropical storm. Or was it just a tropical depression?
Tropical storm.
It was a tropical storm,
yes.
And it dropped a lot of rainfall. But let's classify what those things are.
6.83 inches of rainfall we got from the last storm.
Wow. We have a caller on the line already. They must have a very important question. So, Chris, we're going to patch that caller through. Caller, go ahead. You're live on Remark. Hi.
Hey, good evening, Scabby.
Hi.
Wonderful. Good afternoon, ma'am. I don't know if your guest, maybe he will override me because he's the weatherman, but looking on the screen, those sudden island is going to get a little plenty of impact. But New Providence, if we can get some flood and wind, because that little weather, that cold front from United States is pushing that partly north. So that's the reason why New Providence will feel something, but not like those sudden islands. And only because of the cold front, because, you know, those two don't mix together.
Yeah, so our meteorologist is going to definitely clarify what's happening.
Maybe explain more.
Yes, he'll explain more on what happens if there's any shift in the weather. Thank you so much for your call, caller. If there's any shift in the weather, how we also need to be prepared here, and are we going to expect a lot of rainfall? So let's firstly start by the classifications, right? What classifies a tropical depression, a tropical storm, and then a hurricane? Let's classify the stages for people, because a lot of people think, it just could be a little bit of rain.
Yeah, well, tropical storm is 39 miles per hour to 73 miles per hour. A hurricane is 74 miles per hour and greater. And then once you get into the hurricane category, so category 1 to category 5, after Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale.
Mm-hmm. And what does the wind start from for a hurricane?
74 miles per hour.
74 miles per hour.
Yes.
And currently, Melissa is slated to be a Cat 4.
It's Cat 4, Category 4. It actually, it's intensifying now. It's 145 miles per hour. And it's about 185 miles south-southwest of Jamaica. And about 370 miles from Miguana.
Wow, so Meguana is definitely going to feel the impact.
Those sudden islands, they're going to get significant amount of rainfall and strong winds. They're going to get a rainfall amount of about 4 to 8 inches of rainfall and hurricane force winds. Now, all that will be determined, the impact, the real impact, won't be determined until it passes Cuba and Jamaica.
Okay.
Because those mountains will kind of have an effect on the system. So whatever the system, whatever that impact they have, it will weaken the system somewhat. But once it gets back over open waters over the Bahamas, they anticipate some strengthening, gradual strengthening. But right now it's in extremely warm waters. It's now picked up speed. It's now moving at 5 miles per hour.
Okay.
So it means that you're going to get a faster moving storm. And he mentioned about the cold front. The cold front is going to meet it somewhere in the southeast Bahamas, and Once it gets in connection with that system, it's going to pull it out through the Bahamas very quickly.
Okay.
And into the
so that Atlantic. Helps the Bahamas. Okay, so we're seeing it move through Jamaica at a few miles per hour, less than a Category 5. Is there any chances of that strengthening?
Yes, they do anticipate further strengthening. And there's two trains of thought. They're expecting it to strengthen significantly because of the warm waters. Right now, the waters near Jamaica are like 30 degrees Celsius, which is about 86 degrees Fahrenheit. And for a hurricane to go and thrive and to strengthen significantly, you need a sea surface temperature of 26.5 degrees Celsius, or that's about 8 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm.
And so it's far above that threshold. It's at 86. So right now you're expecting it to intensify. And right now it went through what we call an eye wall replacement cycle, which means that the system slowed down, slowed its forward motion, and the outer eye wall, the inner eye wall collapsed and the outer eye wall formed, which gave it a stronger, which forced, intensified the storm eventually. Eventually, with the eye wall replacement cycle, it weakens it somewhat first, and then after it weakens it, after it gets itself better organized again, it's going to strengthen again. So it doesn't look good for Jamaica.
Okay,
and
so
Western
when
Cuba.
When are they expected to, when is this expected to make landfall? When is Melissa expected to make landfall in Jamaica? I know Bahamas has evacuated lots of Bahamian students there. When can we expect the impacts of Jamaica and Cuba?
Well, the on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m., it's going to impact Jamaica and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba at 8 p.m. on Tuesday.
Okay, so when will we expect our southern islands to start to feel effects of that storm?
Right now, they should already start feeling the effects.
This is how big this storm is?
Yes, they're getting the rain, the outer rain bands from the system, which is actually part of the system. So when you include in the hurricane, you don't just include the eye wall or the center, but you include the rain, but spiral, we call spiral rain bands. And right now, the Southeast Islands are getting that. I spoke to a friend of mine in Auckland early this morning, and she said they're getting significant amount of rainfall, some very strong winds, up to 30 miles per hour.
Wow. So I hope if anybody's listening from those southern islands, I hope had time to prepare.
Yes.
You've gotten your water. Can they still traverse during this time while they're getting those rain bands if they need any
rush,
final preparations?
Rush to get their preparations completed. Right now, it's still a bit early, so they can go and do rush to get their preparations done before the storm impacts them.
So if you're listening, so that includes Auckland, Mayaguana, Inagua, Crooked Island, and Crooked Island been without water and light for a week, and we have an impending storm, and these people ain't got no water?
Wow.
Come on,
that's
man. Make it make sense.
That's not a good combination.
We already are going to be impacted. And you're telling me a week even prior to, these people cannot even meet the basics of being able to fill up on water? I mean, we got to get some help down to Crooked Island.
Definitely going to be a lot of flooding, and especially no low-lying areas and those southern islands. They're going for, we estimating 4 to 8 inches of rainfall in the Southeast Bahamas from that system.
So is your office recommending any type of evacuations based on this?
Well, that's not the job for the Met Office. We just give them the weather and determine.
The DRM?
The DRM would
make those recommendations.
Yes.
Okay, so I am going to definitely keep abreast with their pages to see what's happening, because it seems like our southern islands can't catch a break.
Mm.
I mean, a lot of them haven't recovered from Joaquin and...
No, Francisine and Wilma and Joaquin and Machu.
Wow. So you said they're already feeling the outer bands of this. So when can we expect them to have impact, and in what category will they be impacted at?
Good question. Well, they should start. They should feel the full impact of that system. But what category, that would be determined on, I can't give you a category, that would be determined on what the mountains of Cuba
how it breaks, it,
breaks
down.
It down. Yes.
So listen, Southern Islands, Michael, you have to prepare. You could potentially be facing anywhere from a category 2, category 1. We don't know. It could still maintain its strength as a category 4 hurricane. So you have to prepare, take this time, be ready to evacuate need be. Because depending on what happens when this thing makes its way through Melissa, and if you are already experiencing significant rainfall from it, you need to keep your ears and your eyes open and be ready to make that move need be.
Yeah, and the unfortunate bad thing about it is that initially the weather models have it going over central Cuba, which is where the mountains are located. The larger part of the mountains of Cuba are located. But right now, the track takes it just just to the southwest, southeast of Cuba, and the southern, the eastern tip of Cuba.
Mm.
And I'm not sure that that's going to impact the mountains with any significant intensity.
So that means its intensity may just as well maintain
itself intact.
Wow.
But the mountains of Jamaica, the good thing is that going over Jamaica, the mountains going to tear apart somewhat from Jamaica. But what extent, that still remains to be determined.
But what about the warm waters here in the Bahamas? Because we know...
Warm waters are going to strengthen it as well.
So even though it may get broken down, by the time as it hits the waters here in the Bahamas, we could be looking at it intensifying again?
Yes.
Okay, so you said the southern islands. Now, those here in the capital in New Providence, how will we be affected and what's likely taken?
Well, the good thing about it, because it's so far in the southeast Bahamas, islands like Grand Bahama and Abaco, they're going to get very little effect from the system other than strong winds up to about 30 knots. So depending on the strength of the system as well. But in New Providence, we're going to get some rainfall, not as much as we initially anticipated, but we're going to get off and on rainfall from the spiral rain bands of the system. It's not going to impact us directly, so we might be spared from this one. But still, don't let your guard down. Continue to monitor the progress of the storm because the track could change, and more than likely it will change.
Mm. So if it shifts, if this track shifts, which direction and what are some of the conditions that could cause this to shift for the capital to have either some more impact or a direct impact?
The speed of the cold front, if it moves further south, then it means it'll force the system to go further south of Bahamas. But right now, the front is going to meet that system somewhere in the southeast Bahamas, near Rugged Island and Nagua and Cat Island. I mean, Crooked Island, those places.
Is Cat Island in that?
No, not Cat Island. Cat Island's in the central Bahamas.
Okay. So Cat Island won't be affected. Crooked Island, however.
Cat Island will be affected. Of central Bahamas, they're going to be significantly impacted by more rainfall and winds as well, but not as much as in the southeast Bahamas. Southeast Bahamas is going to get a direct hit. It's going to pass directly over the southeast Bahamas.
Flash flooding, what about that? Can we anticipate
You're going
any?
To get flooding, yes. Flooding. Lots of flooding in low-lying areas. Severe flooding in low-lying areas, especially because most of the islands in the Bahamas right now, the ground is saturated because we just had Melissa pass, and we just had a previous tropical storm pass, and we also had a lot of rainfall. This year has been a record amount of rainfall, and just about every week for the last 2-3 months, we've been having rainfall just about every day.
I literally said that this has been one of the rainiest Octobers I remember, literally almost every day since October started, it rained.
Yes, it has.
And what are the factors affecting this? I know a lot of people talk about global warming, climate change. Is this affecting the storm strength the way
climate. Waters are warmer now. And right now, the waters are much significantly warmer than average. The waters are warmer. The atmosphere is much more moist. So the moister the atmosphere, the more rainfall it can hold and rainfall that you can get from the system. So the moister atmosphere, you're going to get torrential rainfall. With warmer sea surface temperature, you're going to get stronger storms. And that's what you're having right now. And all that range. Now, whether climate change is impacting this particular storm, it remains to be seen. But climate change is having an impact. In fact, since we've been keeping records, for the last 20 years, the average hurricanes we had was 14.4 named storms. 10 named storms, 6 hurricanes, and 3 major hurricanes. Now it's 14.4 hurricanes. 14.4 named storms.
Mm-hmm.
7.2 hurricanes and 3.2 major hurricanes. So it means you're seeing an increase in more than 10. In 10 storms, you're also seeing the increase in the amount of hurricanes that are impacting the region. So
wow.
It is climate change. The atmosphere is warmer now. If you can't run from it anymore. And nowadays, we can see locally as well. If you see flooding in low-lying areas that never used to flood, are typically flooded because the water table is much higher now because of the water table is high because of climate change. The water table is higher. You also have areas that never flooded, now flooding. When I came to Nassau about 30 plus years ago, areas that I never saw flooded, now it's every rainfall, even just afternoon thunderstorm, is flooding.
Wow, but you don't think that is a direct...
And that's, of course, cutting down hills.
Cutting down hills, that's what I was about to say.
That's another factor as well.
Hills, trees.
Trees, yes.
I've seen, even down by C.R. Walker, I saw them cut down what I thought was at least a 100-year-old tree at the edge of the sidewalk right there on Blue Hill Road. That tree was there from as long as I could remember.
Yeah.
And even when they cut down the tree, the amount of water had the street flooded from the roots.
Yeah, wow.
When the tree came out, and I thought to myself, maybe could call in and let me know. I thought certain these trees that are so old were protected.
Yeah.
And it was actually illegal to cut it down, but they cut it down and erect a sidewalk. And now, yeah, school lanes still flooded.
Yeah, everything's flooded now.
The tree that used to absorb all the water through there by C.R. Walker on School Lane, some smart person, they were so smart and bright. That tree had to been centuries old, big the roots were.
We don't cut down trees smart. In other words, there's a lot to build a house. We cut the whole thing down, and just rather than cut certain trees around, at least certain trees up for shade and everything else, but we don't do that. We just cut the whole thing now.
Wow. One time ago, it was the Ice Age. Persons were saying that we'd freeze over. Now we're seeing these warmer sort of climates and temperatures. What, in your meteorology experience, what sort of changes did you see that is causing now these warmer instead of colder temperatures?
Well, warmer temperatures, first of all, if you know now... When I talk about climate change, I try and tell you in a way where you would understand. Over the years, we had a lot of cold fronts. The cold fronts are not as cold as they used to be coming off the U.S. coast. The temperatures are so warm, they're becoming modified before they even come off the Florida coast. So now you have warmer atmosphere, less impact from cold fronts. You have more rainfall because you have a moister climate, moist atmosphere. You also have hotter weather, and sometime during the summertime, when I first came, we never said why people about heat warning and heat stroke and those things. Those were things that we never really paid much attention to. Nowadays, the Department of Meteorology talk about heat index and the impact that heat has on the body. We have to advise them because it's much warmer now. You have a warmer atmosphere.
Wow, speaking of heat, I've seen multiple... warnings go out from your department lately, especially during the summer months, those in July and August, where we had feel like temperatures and maybe you can explain to our listeners what that means when it's 80 something degrees, but it feel like it's 110. Why do we have that?
That's the apparent temperature on the body. That's like what you feel, because sometimes you depending on wind speed. Your location and whether you're in the shade or this apparent impact that it has on the body in absence of any other factors.
Okay, well, listen, if you are listening, this day is none other than Mr. Wayne Neely from the Bahamas Met Office, and he is here advising us, especially those in our southern islands, to get prepared. Our southern islands would have already started feeling the outer bands of Melissa. Melissa hasn't even hit Jamaica yet, and our southern islands would have already been impacted by rainfall. So listen, here in the capital, we're being told you are not yet in the clear. These things can change. They can shift overnight. They only predict the weather. They cannot say for exact. So today in studio, we're going to make sure that we're all prepared. You know, we want to talk of a lot of things. I know we love to talk about our politics, but we have to talk about the things that matter to keep us all safe and protected. And one of those is being ready in the event of a storm. And we do have an impending storm headed to our southeastern islands. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. This is Remark with Gabby.
I'm a master of disaster, a dangerous force, sometimes hard to predict, 'cause I can change my course. Large and revolving, my movements are slow. I'm stationary at times, plotting where to go. Hurricane a coming, you better batten down. Hurricane a coming, it's so big and strong. I say hurricane a coming, you better not delay. You better find shelter, 'cause it's headed your way.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
96.9 FM, Guardian Radio. This is Remark with Gabby. My guest today is none other than Mr. Dwayne Neely from the Bahamas Met Office. And we're talking about Hurricane Melissa is going to have on the Caribbean and specifically have on the Bahamas and those southeastern islands. So if you are listening from anywhere in the southeastern islands, Crooked Island, Acklands, Mayaguana, and Nagua, listen, you want to get your last minute preparations on. You want to make sure that all items that can fly around are completely secured. You want to make sure that those windows and doors that may be vulnerable are completely battened down, as we say in the Bahamas. Hurricane is coming, battened down. Listen, I mean, we put it in Bahamian knees. Y'all better start getting up plywood and nailing up what you got to nail up. Hit up, boom, boom, bang, bang. Y'all know how we do it. Listen, nail it down, scrap it down, tie it down. Do what you got to do. Get those sandbags to prevent any additional waters from coming in. If you are in low-lying areas prone to flooding, you already know, because listen, down in the south, you done been through enough hurricane to know. Enough hurricane to know if you are in a low-lying area. If it floods on a regular when it rains, Melissa is expected to drop catastrophic, record-breaking amounts of rainfall as she passes through Jamaica, Cuba, and by the time as she gets to you all, she still got plenty more rain to go. So if you are in low-lying areas, please, under the sound of my voice, make those preparations to either evacuate to somewhere, higher ground, safe electronics, those appliances, up. You got to put them on some cinder blocks, some concrete blocks. You want to do that now. Listen, we want to prevent any further damages. Matthew then come. Joaquin then come. Jane and Francis then come. Come on, we want to make sure that our Southern Island residents are safe from all harm and danger. So we're going to continue to pray for everyone in the South. And here in the Capitol, listen, this isn't for y'all to take y'all eyes off of the prize. We have to stay alert. We have to stay aware, because at any point, Dorian shifted on us in the blink of an eye. Dorian shifted on us in the blink of an eye, and this storm can too. We've heard our guests say that depending on how this cold front pushes this and moves, that will determine the path on whether this ship. So, Mr. Neely, I want you to advise those in our Southern Islands on what they really should be doing right now and the seriousness of this, because a lot of times we take these things for granted. Oh, it's only a little bit of rain. It's only a little bit of rain. We all right.
No.
And then everybody want everybody they might come out their house to rescue them. And I'm moving out my house. No. So I need you to advise them.
Years, I do advise them to move out of there. And we've seen with past hurricanes where people stayed and much unfortunately to their detriment. You had Sandy of 2012, you had Francis Jane and Wilma of 2004 and 2005. There was a family that was advised to evacuate to move to a higher area, and they refused to. And a little boy ended up, they stayed in the house, and the flood waters came, the storm surge came in the house and washed the baby out of the uncle's hand. You had in Kevin Milford and Noel of 2000 and Noel, and he was going to work and he saw water. He was passing the road. There was water, and water washed him away.
This in the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas. Yes.
This is in
flash floods. Yeah, from
flash floods in the Bahamas.
Yes, washed him
took lives away in the Bahamas, because oftentimes I hear people talk about it like it's nothing.
No.
Like these things don't happen here. We only see it on TV. It's only in the movies that the Bahamas is above it all. And these things don't happen.
Yeah, even in Machu, you had March of 2016. We advised people in South Beach area to evacuate out of the area. Most persons stayed at home. And South Beach, some went up to almost to the rafters, and they had to be rescued. They had to be rescued by the police. They had to send a dump trucks and barcos into South Beach to rescue 500 to 600 persons because they refused.
South Beach, y'all hear that?
Most people feel safe in their homes, even though that's not the safest thing to do. People feel safe in their homes and they don't want to go to a shelter where it's crowded and everything else. But that could save lives. And that's, we saw that with Dorian and Abaco and Grand Mama as well.
Wow. So listen, South Beach, y'all be on the lookout. Are we expecting any sea swells and storm surges?
Yes, the swells are going to be with us until that system moves further into the Atlantic. And even while it's in the Atlantic, you're going to have large swells. So it's not ideal condition for boating for next week. The next two weeks.
So you mean I can't get no fish?
No, I need my fish myself, and I can't get any.
Lord, so what that mean for the pescatarians? what that mean for the people? Because Rasta don't eat meat. What that mean? If you ain't got no fish in the freezer?
Yeah, look in the freezer or buy it in the store.
Lord, I'm messy or whatever. That means fish prices gonna get jacked up because if you ain't got it now, boaters, you're being advised to stay in place.
Yes. Right now, the wind's about 20, 30 knots out there now. And that's not the ideal conditions. That's
God, you hear that? No fishing now. You can't put the boat in the water, God. You got to stay on shore. So now you got another excuse why I can't get my fish, because you didn't send the mad officer to tell me you can't put the boat down in the water so I could get my hog snapper that I've been waiting on for 10 years now. My God, he got another excuse. How much longer is expected to last?
I'd say boating conditions for next 2 weeks, about next. Because once the system, even after the system leaves the Bahamas, that's not the end for the boating condition, because the system, the hurricane is going to be generating large sea swells and large sea surface conditions. So you're going to have high surf conditions as well, so it wouldn't be ideal for swimming or for boating.
Okay, so listen, my Salt Life crew, Salt Life, that's my jet ski operators, that's all of my tour drivers, all my boats. So for the next 2 weeks, you're telling me that it is not advisable for even jet ski operators to be on the water?
Seas are going to be very choppy out there for next 2 weeks.
Okay, so that means, listen,
next week will be the storm, and the week after that will be the swells.
Okay, so jet ski operators, you are being advised. I know sometimes, because we had a few sunny days. So that doesn't mean it's all clear?
Sunny, it could be sunny, but the seas are rough.
Listen, so that means to all my boat life, my Salt Life crew, you, if you are listening, if you know someone who talking about they putting a boat down in the water, they going on the jet ski, we cannot for the next 2 weeks. It is not advisable. So what about commute between the family islands, those persons who depend so heavily on stuff like the mail boat, etc.? How is that going
to
work?
Some of the mail boats will be able to sail, but small craft operators, definitely would be difficult for small craft operators.
Okay, so family islands, those of you who are depending so desperately on those things, you may want to try and quickly catch whatever boats you can catch, because they're going to have to stay in harbor very, very soon. Listen, if you know you only got one little dinghy or one little raft, please, for the love of God, don't have someone else, child, having to go out there to save you from being ignorant. Don't be ignorant. We have the information. We have a very experienced and trained department here at the Met Office, because they say y'all don't know how to predict the weather, man. I got to tell y'all, the people say y'all don't know what y'all let's be doing. What you have to say to them people who say y'all don't know what y'all let's be talking about?
Well, that's why in the Met Office, we also advise you to listen to the Met Office, because that's just feel that once it's foreign or once it's overseas, it's better. But in terms of hurricane warning, you mustn't listen to the international media houses, weather channel, those, because they're going to give you the weather with regards to the United States or and the impact that it'll have on the United States and the coastal areas of the United States. In the Bahamas, we are forced by law to provide weather information for the Bahamas. In other words, so for example, if you say a system, if you read a bulletin warning from the National Hurricane Center, it says 185 miles southwest of Jamaica. That's how far it is from Jamaica now. But for us, we'll say that would be 370 miles southeast of Miguana, south, whatever have you, of Auckland, or 800 miles from New Providence or whatever. We coordinated with regards to the islands of the Bahamas.
The islands of the Bahamas. Because I would have seen on some U.S. Newscasts, they are speaking directly about how it's going to impact their states Jamaica. And you're saying it's important, to everyone listening, it's important for you to follow our Met Office. Follow their pages, their social media pages, everything.
Our training is above the American training.
I don't know why we think. Let these people know that you all are able, capable, and ready to make sure that Bahamians are safe during these times of storms and troubled waters.
Yeah, we like Bahamas. We don't just fly here. We live here. So we have to forecast for the Bahamas and regards to the Bahamas.
See that? Listen, we don't just fly here, we live here. So while the rest of them passing bus by and they say, oh, our favorite vacation destination about to be underwater, the rest of us is like, no. This is home, baby. Yeah, we gotta make sure home.
We tell you, okay, it's secure. System at 8 p.m. tomorrow, the system will be affecting Crooked Island, and tell you 2 a.m. the following morning, it'll affect Zuma or something. So we give it regards to the islands of the Bahamas, and that's important because, for example, you and Lucha, we'll tell you what people in the Northwest Bahamas can experience, what people in Central Bahamas can experience, and what people in Southeast Bahamas can experience. And then we give individual islands where possible.
Okay, Mr. Neely. Now, you told me something about some books. You had some books about some hurricanes that you would have published. Tell our listeners about these books and why it may be important for them to obtain a copy of this and what they can expect to find in these books.
I've written 17 books on hurricanes, most of them Bahamian hurricanes, and the impact that they had on the Bahamas.
Wow. Have you written one on Dorian as yet?
Yes. Dorian was my last book. That was a New York Times bestseller. And I have a new one now that's coming out next on, should be out on the 30th of this, shortly, the same week. It should be out. And it's on the Great Bahamian Hurricanes of 1933. That's the year we had 5 hurricanes in 1 year, and we had the impact. Imagine you have conditions of Dorian on Abaco and Grand Bahama Bell. You had that throughout every island of the Bahamas with these hurricanes in 1933, and the death toll was significant and the damage was significant. So this is the busiest hurricane season on record that we've had in the Bahamas. So I've written about that, and it's finally going to be published on 30th of this month.
Wow. So
it's already a New York Times bestseller based on pre-sales for the book company. That
wow. Yeah. So listen, Bahamians, not only do we have a Bahamian meteorologist in our company, he is literally documenting our history and the impact, because a lot of times as we go through the generations, people don't know the impact that these storms have had. Yeah. And I've seen persons on social media talking about how people have forgotten about us, have forgotten what happened to us in Dorian, those of us who lived through it. Yeah. And to see that you have told this from a media, what standpoint is this book written from? It says Hurricane Dorian, the story of the greatest and deadliest hurricane to impact the Bahamas in the modern era. And the picture on the cover, ladies and gentlemen, this is, I remember when I first saw this picture, this lady's arm is stretched out for help. What even inspired you to put that on the cover?
That picture was a Pulitzer Prize winning picture. That won many awards. That was taken by a friend of mine, Alex, who came to the Bahamas after one. That's a lady, a Haitian lady, who went. That's her reaction after the damage. She saw the damage and the death toll from the storm and the mud, and that picture tells the complete story. You just look at her face, and that tells you all you need to know about that storm, the impact that it had on her and her families.
Wow. So listen, for a lot of the survivors of Dorian, I think they would definitely even want to get a copy of this book, persons who would have lived through that even go through the walk. So what in the book, what can readers find?
I did recollection of all of many persons who experienced the storm in a significant way, persons who died in the storm, the key challenges they had during the storm, and the personal recollection storm, the impact that the charities had on the Bahamas, and you also have the impact that Dorian had. Dorian is not only just a record-breaking storm for the Bahamas, but for the North Atlantic region as well, and the impact that the storm had not only on the Bahamas but region-wide.
And shortly after that, because I even see a mention in the book about COVID-19.
Yes.
So, because that would have impacted the Bahamas as well. You would have COVID-19 and you had Dorian just months apart of each other.
Yes, that's correct.
So we're in the in the face of a pandemic while you have all this stuff going on.
Yeah, and that was the challenging part, and that's what made Dorian so unique, because the COVID made it even worse, and people it took longer to recover from Dorian as well. And even I went to Abaco a few weeks ago, and it's still there. Damn it, you can still see that people are still rebuilding. Yeah, that's from 2019. That's 6 years away. 6 years ago.
Wow, it's going to definitely take time for the persons to rebuild. But he wanted to obtain a copy of your book. Where would they be able to?
My books are available locally at Logos Bookstore and Hub Bay Shopping Center. And they're also available online at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and any of the online bookstores.
Okay.
And many of the stores throughout the United States as well carry that book as well.
Wow, so not only a Bahamian meteorologist, but a best-selling author. Wow. I mean, the talent. Talk about the talent. I have to just applaud you, Mr. Neely, for telling the Bahamian story, because a lot of these things die with us. Yeah. Our stories are being told, and then some foreign entity has to come and recreate what our stories are. But hearing about it from Bahamians definitely gives us a proud moment to celebrate.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for this. And we're getting ready to wrap this up in a bit, but is there anything else that we need to know about to be prepared in terms of this storm? Where can we find the notices? Oftentimes I see them shared. If somebody wants to directly find the notices from the Met office, where can they find
them? We have the webpage, and we also have Facebook page, video too, on Twitter, and so they're available on our webpage, www.bahamasweather.org.bs, and they're also available on our Facebook page as well.
What's your Facebook page? So if somebody wants to look at it, it's
Bahamas Meteorology. And
okay.
Just put it in search in Bahamas Meteorology and it'll come up.
Okay, so you go ahead. For those of you, follow the Met office for those updates. I know oftentimes persons take snapshots of it and snapshots and send them out to the WhatsApp so they can be blasted to everyone so that they can see it. But we're minded persons. So tell us what the notice, who the notice currently is. So they're under what, hurricane watch warning? What are they?
Right now, there's no watches or warning because the system is still days away from us. Watch is 48 hours and warning is 36 hours.
Okay.
The system is not 36 hours or 48 hours away from
okay.
us yet.
Okay.
It's still...
So is there an alert? Is there a hurricane alert? Is there anything?
Right now, we issued a special weather statement that was issued. And hopefully the alert should be issued. If it wasn't issued at 5 p.m. today, it probably would be issued by tonight or tomorrow.
Okay. So Southeastern Islands, the impacted areas, going through that again. You are looking to be impacted by Melissa, Kirkland, Mayaguana, and Nagua.
And Turks and Caicos Islands.
And
as well.
And then the Turks and Caicos Islands, because a lot of them listen to our news.
Yeah.
I feel like most of them are Bahamians.
And the Bahamas government is mandated to provide weather for the Turks and Caicos Islands.
Okay. So that's
which
why.
Which is why we include the Turks and Caicos.
Okay, and the Turks and Caicos. So hello to my dear friends down in the Turks and Caicos as well. Definitely
and
family.
And they doesn't take the storm lightly either, you know, especially in the Southeast Bahamas, Southeast Islands. They get 4 to 8 inches of rainfall. That's a lot. And the rainfall from the last storm, we had 6.83 inches.
Wow. So definitely expect severe
flooding. Yes.
People, please, if you know you live away from everything, don't stay there, because the rain, the water is not going to subside right away. So if you don't have enough supplies to last for however long it takes for the water to go down in your area, it's best to just evacuate one time. Leave the area so that you're not trying to traverse through waters and then you have your car being damaged and stalled out, because we had a lot of cars damaged just from the rains.
Yes, so last storm, tropical storm, so a lot of cars flooded out, and many throughout New Providence.
Okay, so I want to thank our guest so much, Mr. Wayne Neely, in studio with us from the Met office, who provided us with all of the information that we need to stay alert, to stay prepared. Listen, so y'all don't say, because I y'all like to say, well, we ain't hear nothing. They ain't tell us nothing till the lackey was coming. Listen, you heard it here, even if you heard it here on Guardian Radio first. You are to stay alert because Hurricane Melissa is currently at a Category 4 stage, almost a Category 5, about to pass through Jamaica and Cuba. We know that Bahamians have been evacuated from Jamaica already here to the capital. Pending the impacts of Jamaica, Jamaica is already starting just from the bands of that to experience rainfall.
Severe flooding already in Jamaica, and it hasn't even hit Jamaica yet. It hasn't arrived in Jamaica yet.
Yes, so Jamaica, and then we're now being told by the Met Office as well that our southeastern islands is experiencing rainfalls from those bands. This is just the outer bands, people. This has not even neared us, so we want to be prepared. We want to be proactive. Proactive is the word of the day. Proactive. Let's stop being reactive and be proactive. Let's make sure that Crooked Island gets what it needs. There's no way that a storm is traveling and Crooked Island has been without water and electricity for a week. Shame on y'all. Shame on y'all. And y'all have time to be out here running up and down, talking foolishness. And these people do not even have basic running water. I see why they just carry on bad. I wouldn't want no one come knocking at my door either. I honestly wouldn't even want to see y'all. Because from you could leave me in that state, how you could tell me you love me? How? You can't even make sure that I have what I'm paying for. This ain't something which you're giving me for free. I get a bill every month for that. Every 3 months. But they say they want to move it there every month for that. So listen, be prepared. There's a hurricane traveling. Hurricane Melissa, currently Category 4. New Providence is not expected to get a direct hit, but we will experience some rain showers from that system. And then our southeastern islands, which includes Mayaguana, Acklands, Crooked Island, Inagua. What about Long Key? It's
Long Key is in the South Bahamas. Yeah,
Long Key. And the Turks and Caicos, you all will be affected. You're already experiencing rain, so do not take you to pray for our brothers and sisters in those islands as we get ready to brace for impact. Any final words to our listeners, Mr. Wayne Neely from the Met Office?
Well, that's why people to be on their guard. No, the hurricane season is not still. It's not until it doesn't end until the end of November. So, keep your guards and make sure your insurance is up to date. Make sure your homes are well protected. Make sure that you monitor the progress of this storm and any other storm that's out there. Because the season is not over, and don't let your guards down, especially.
Wow. The season is not over, person. You wanna stay guarded. And again, please follow the Met Office, Bahamas Met Office, their Facebook pages. They're on Twitter. They have an official website that you can, if you just put on, just go in your Google search engine. Open a computer, open your cellular device, go on Google and type in Bahamas Met. If you can't spell meteorology, type in Bahamas weather. And I guarantee you, it's going to come up in that search engine. Matter of fact, Google has a voice feature to aid and assist you with these days. That's how it's so good. Listen, a toddler who don't know how to write or spell nothing, just pick up the cell phone and type in and press that little button, that little mic button, and say to the phone what he or she is looking for.
you could do the same thing too. So the information is out there. The information is accessible. It is available to all those who seek it. And then before you go, Mr. Neely, what about this book? Tell our listeners one more time where, especially our Dorian survivors, this is like a...
available at Logos Bookstore and Harbor Bay Shopping Center. It's also available on online, www.amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. And it's available locally in Logos and internationally online bookstores. And it's available as a hardback, soft cover and an ebook as well.
Awesome, awesome stuff. So I want to thank you so much for joining me today on Remark. Listen, no, we didn't talk but politics the whole show. Y'all got to stop being junkies, man. Stop being Joneses for this thing. There are other important issues going on in the Bahamas. Politics, don't let it consume you. But we will be back to talk some politics later. Listen, this has been Remark with Gabby and my very special guest today from the Met Office, Mr. Wayne Neely. Tomorrow, we'll be on Guardian Radio Today with Garth, myself. We'll be on there. I believe we're going to have a special guest. Garth is going to tell you all about that. The new time is now from 2 to 4. But listen, be prepared. Stay alert. Thank you so much for tuning in. A very good afternoon, you all. Gabby out.
In Southeast Asia, they changed my name. They call me Typhoon, still I'm Hurricane. Once over mainland, I bear down so. I leave you destruction, then away I go.